The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
Hello and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. I'm at the Blockchain Centre here in Melbourne with another one of the amazing companies coming out of Australia, actually, Horizon State. We're here with the CTO, Nemo Naamani, and I'm looking forward to having a conversation with you, mate. It's been a little while since we've had a chat. Good to be on the show. Thank you.
Yeah. Hello, Greg. How are you? Good to be here.
Thanks very much, mate. Look, first and foremost, I know many of the viewers and listeners are definitely aware of Horizon State and what it does, but since we last had somebody on the show, it has grown the audience immensely, as has Horizon State. Do you want to just give us a little bit of a run through about what Horizon State is and what you're trying to achieve?
Right, sure. So Horizon State is voting, community empowerment and mobilization, all based on a blockchain. What we do is we try to get communities to make decisions together in a way that makes sense, is accountable through the blockchain, and allows for mobilization towards a greater good.
Well, that sounds like a perfect application for the blockchain because it's a trustless system. We don't have to look at corruption and all the issues that are evolving or sort of are created around the voting platform. So it has its place.
Yeah, we call it trust formation.
Trust formation. Well, there you go. We've coined a new saying. What I want to go into to kick things off is, when was the ICO? It was end of last year, is it right?
In October last year.
Because you raised in the ICO, it saw phenomenal growth. The token saw phenomenal growth leading through, I think it was through December, January.
When everything went up.
When the turkeys are flying in hurricanes, of course. But what I really like about this market at the moment that it has come off is that it's not so much about scrambling, it's about solidifying and creating the product and executing the strategy for the reason you raised. Now, I want to go into that. Because there's so many projects out there right now that, you know, you've seen it time and time again. They've raised the money and then they go quiet. Horizon State is not one of these projects. You've been developing, growing and moving forward in many, many ways. So do you want to just let us all know about what's been going on for you guys behind the scenes?
You're right. We're a bit strange here. We always say we're not blockchain flower kids, so to speak. And we also deal with large customers. I know we're not selling to you as a person.
Yes.
We're selling to governments, to political parties, to huge NGOs, and all those things take time. We can't just say, hey, you know, we have another deal with, you know, a shop somewhere.
Yeah.
This is not us. So we've been really busy developing the platform, developing the system. We're going to release our own application called CoinPocket in 2 days.
And this 2 days?
In 2 days, on the 20th. And this is an application for donations for part of the token mechanics of Horizon State. 5% of what we earn, so to speak, but of the revenue coming to Horizon State, we donate to charity. And we're going to use this application to let everybody really vote on who gets to get those monies.
Okay, see, I didn't know that. All right, so it makes sense.
It does.
It makes sense. Charity is a big thing. It's, you know, if you can do it, you should. In my view, in my humble opinion, I think that that's a really good option. And that this is sort of ties in really, really well with that. Let's go into a little bit of the detail. I mean, you talked about, you know, as you say, you are doing deals with big companies or countries or states. You're not doing an announcement of an announcement. You're not going down that old, you know, schoolboy model. And that's not to take any disrespect from anybody out there who is young. It's not to do that at all. It's just you seem to be a business that's operating on the blockchain as opposed to, you know, something that's there. We're trying to fix a problem. You're there doing deals. Take us through some of the process, who you're speaking with, if you can, and some of your past successes throughout this year, because it has been a pretty full-on year for everybody involved.
Yeah. So, as I said, we've been talking to very large NGOs, both here in Australia and abroad. Now, very large is, you know, in Australia, they'll have 1 million members, right? All over the world, 25, 30 million members. So those people, they don't move fast.
No.
And crypto, we all know, everything has to move fast, or your last year's news, even if it only happened yesterday. You know, that has been going slowly. In fact, CoinPocket is going to have one of those large NGOs on it as a recipient of the charity. Other customers we're talking to are political parties. Now, we are targeting, as almost everybody knows, we're targeting mainly Southeast Asia. So India, Indonesia, and the area. In India, we're going to release in the first week of October our platform to be used by the Democratic Party of India, DPI. They are going to crowdsource their policy on our platform. So this is going to be...
Crowdsource their policy. So the people get to vote with what... So not just vote, but they get to say what they want.
Yeah. On the platform, everything goes to the blockchain. Everybody can see it.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the kind of deal that we're doing. And then you don't get two or three of those a quarter. You know, you're lucky to get one a year.
But they're big. They're big deals.
Yeah. Yeah, they're big deals. They're millions of people deals.
So, okay, let's delve into the business behind that.
Yeah.
Because the people that are watching and listening to this show are massively about investing, but we do it in a way that's not so much about moon Lambos here.
Good.
We're a little more mature, a lot of professionals, mostly professional audience, and people that have got a level head, right? So we want to know how it works. Why will the token have value? And what drives Horizon State's token? If you can break it down to make it nice and easy for everybody at home to understand, myself included, because I'm no tech buff, you all know that. Let us know how a deal like that is structured, how it breaks down, and how it benefits everybody involved.
Okay, so I mean, obviously I can't talk about the value of the token and
what drives it.
What I can do is I can paint a picture of how the token is used. So one of the things that we realized very early on is that the customers we're talking to, they're not likely to buy crypto. I mean, India, Indonesia, their central banks are very unhappy with crypto as a whole. You can't really expect government or political parties, even NGOs, you can't expect them to start buying tokens right now. So we came up with a mechanism where they get quoted a price that they're comfortable with, which is a fiat price. Yeah. What happens then, say they're happy with the price, right? They pay us that in fiat, and we use that to buy tokens in the market so that we can keep the tokens going through the system. So the tokens, in this way, they become payment to use the system, but we can't have them tied into a single vote transaction because A, we're currently on Ethereum, Ethereum just can't take that.
Yep.
And B, this prevents us from moving to other chains or being able to work on other chains. Right now, we're also developing on NIM as well. And
okay.
We're looking into other options such as Halo and Holochain because we have to have massive transaction throughput.
Yeah.
Imagine India.
Yeah.
Imagine India. 850 million people who are eligible to vote.
Yeah.
And the model of the Democratic Party of India is that they're going to vote once or twice a month. Yes.
That's now, huge.
I'm not saying 850 million people to vote, but 0.01%. 0.01% is still quite a lot of people. So we have to have high throughput. We have to have low fees. We have to have a trust in the blockchain. And therefore, we can't just rely on one because come CryptoKitties and there's no election. We can't have that. Yeah.
Okay, so the way you've got around this, okay, is you're not asking them to buy the token. You're doing a very simple business transaction, which is the cost of the vote will cost, say, $10 million, right?
Yeah.
They send you the $10 million. There'll be a proportion of that. I'm not sure if you can go into the details of that. That will basically pay your staff, that sort of thing, make sure that the lights are kept on. And a proportion of that will be put into the buying the token to participate in that voting round. Is that correct?
Yeah, but it's not at the same time. So the proportion that goes to staff is after the tokens are bought and come back to Horizon State.
So the majority goes to token?
So if we quote 10 million, 10 million go to tokens.
Oh, and then you sell out of the token. Okay,
yeah.
So 100% goes into the token.
5% of their tokens coming in go to charity. Other 5% go towards public works.
Yep.
Up to 8% get burned, and the 82% are the ones that we use for operation.
Numbers, we love it. Makes our decisions easier. Final question on that one. Are you buying these on exchanges or do you have an internal giant pool that we participating in supporting the token are not going to be involved in? Are you buying it off the exchange or is there an internal pool at Horizon State?
We are buying it off the exchange. I'll also let you know that if we used it on our internal pool, everybody would see it.
Yeah.
You can't put $10 million to our internal pool without everybody catching on to it and say, what's going on? So yeah, and it's not what we're going to do.
Excellent. Well, that basically makes it, you read between the lines on that one. You're talking with India. You've got some big deals going on there. You're saying in October is when you're rolling something out. Will there be a vote attached to that? Or is this just sort of trial in the technology? Let's get into a little bit more detail on that.
So there is the first vote that's going to run through October and November, and this is what they call a setup vote, which is what are the most important things you want us to discuss and to talk about when we crowdsource the policy. Starting December, they're going to run the actual votes. But as far as we are concerned, as far as token holders are concerned, etc., these are all the same. It doesn't matter from a policy perspective. First vote isn't policy, but it is a vote that runs on chain.
Okay, so have you agreed on it? I don't know the intricacies of the deal, but have you agreed with the Indian government or whoever it is you're dealing with there on a set price that they will pay you so that you will kick into that system?
Yeah, so it's a political party, it's not a government.
Okay, yeah.
They are going to pay very little in actual tokens for that first vote. And after that, there is a specific model that we agreed on, which I think is going to be very good.
So like a trial basis, effectively.
Yeah, they have to start with
a trial. You do that in every business. I mean, that's part of building goodwill, executing professionally. I mean, you're not going to sign a big deal without first testing the quality.
And we see it everywhere. I mean, we're talking to a country, a whole country, about using the system, the platform, for the entire thing that happened. And they're obviously going to start with a trial if they come on. We've talking to a European football club and they want to trial the system as well. So that's fine. You know, everybody needs to trial the system. Yeah. We're not IBM. We don't have a product that has been in production for 5 years. So
when do you see, I mean, obviously there's been a lot of groundwork done, a lot of work on the tech, a lot of building the relationships. Of course, we've got 2 days. You've got that coming,
The
Coin Pocket coming out in about a month or so. You've got the rollout, the sort of taste test with this Indian party.
Political party,
I'm sure there'll be more following that. When do you see this start, most momentum start to shift in your favour? Have you done the groundwork now to start to see the tip over, or is there still a lot more to do?
I think October is our tip over month, which coincides nicely with the co-founders' birthdays. it definitely is. I mean, right now, earlier this year, as you know, we won the World Economic Forum Global Pioneers
Award. I was meant to say that bit.
Oh, shit. It was meant to say that bit. Well, as you know. So we won that. It's part of 61 companies who won it this year. Our previous winners are Google, Airbnb, Spotify, things like that. And Oren, co-founder and CEO, is right now in China at the World Economic Forum event with all those global technology pioneers. And obviously, as we speak here, he's speaking to heads of states and trying to get a platform rolling there as well. So I definitely think October is a tipping moment in time for us. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't. We'll take 2-3 more months. I'm not worried. But I think large machines are very, very difficult to stop.
Absolutely. You know, you don't turn a cruise ship on a dime.
Yeah.
It takes time. But the shift is occurring. We are seeing it not just with Horizon State, but in this blockchain world in general. We're seeing big companies start to take up, adopt, talk about things, have the conversation. As this happened, prime example is the ETF. The ETF will happen. It's a matter of not if, but when. These things take time. They need to be created properly. In Australia, we do have a bit of an ecosystem and a bit of regulation, so to speak, coming in. And we're a bit a leader in that, which is fantastic. Having a yellow brick road to follow has been the hardest thing for many projects because we haven't got a system of regulation. It's very difficult to know what you can and can't do without being told that. Now, we run our business as if we have an AFSL. We don't have one. We will get one. And I suppose that many companies are out there doing the same thing. But guys, patience. We talk about it so often on this show. You don't just have things happen instantly. And I know we did see that last year through these ICOs coming to market, these 10X, 100X. You were one of them. You did 100X, 140X.
Yeah.
I mean, but this is not sustainable. And that was pushed purely by a hype cycle, the market going absolutely nuts. Now, what I love is that we've come back to a more reasonable place. As an investor, I still look at the projects that I hold and still stand by them, regardless of what they've done. I've invested in many different projects. And look, I've taken a bath in them too. But I'm investing long term. It's watching these projects mature, like Horizon State. You're actually following your internal yellow brick road. You're executing well. Not only that, you've won a World Economic Forum Pioneer Award. I mean, come on, like, there's not much more that you can do. Is there anything else that you want to say to the people that are watching and listening right now, Nima, from your point of view, moving forward?
Yeah, I think maybe touch a bit about your point before. I mean, a lot of the blockchain projects have been through a cycle of hype, as you said, the entire blockchain world has been through a cycle of hype. But at the end of the day, it's a project that actually deliver, that actually do something. And, you know, we may end up not delivering, who knows? But you can't judge a project until it's
rubber hits the road.
Yeah, until then, it's really speculation. That's the truth.
Yeah, speculation, nothing wrong with it for trading. When it comes to investing, I'm all about looking for a real world use case, real team. I don't mind having young people on the team, but I want to make sure that there's some older heads in the space to run it, whether they're chairman, directors or whatnot. I love what I'm seeing out of the HST stables. Where do people find more information about Horizon State, yourself, the team, and plug into your Telegram?
Yeah, so obviously our website and then our Telegram group at t.me/horizonstate. Lots of fun people there and lots of admins who are very helpful.
Nemo, it's been an absolute pleasure. I wish you the best of luck. I can't wait to see what happens in October through November. Big things coming from this project, I believe, and I look forward to speaking to you again down the track.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Greg.
Guys, thanks for your time. Cheers. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com, because experience matters.